We begin NPR's business news with some sky-high prices. Airfares have been going up sharply in many markets, and the reason is mergers. Here's the deal. If two airlines become one, they can almost monopolize a route and jack up the fares. Prices may keep going up if government regulators approve another merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways. We reached Scott McCartney. He writes an airlines column for The Wall Street Journal. Scott, thanks for coming on the program.
Good to be with you, David.
Okay, so we are talking about, you know, specific routes, and I was struck in your article. I mean, you said some routes, one airline could dominate 98% of a route when American and U.S. Air come together if they do indeed merge.
Yeah, no, that's right. And some of these are very large routes. Today, American has about 44% of the traffic between Miami and Philadelphia. U.S. Air has about 54%. Put them together and you get to 98%.
Well, just so people can start thinking about their own vacation plans, what are some other routes that stand out as places where we might see some very noticeable hikes?
Dallas-Phoenix, Dallas-San Jose, Charlotte to Dallas, Baltimore to Miami, places where those carriers have significant presence. They're going to have a near monopoly, and if travelers are hungry for cheap fares, it may be tough to find. They may have to try alternate airlines, alternate airports, making connections, things like that. There are still things you can do, but it's going to get very much tougher.
And we got a clear sense for the effect of this when United and Continental merged. I mean, we saw a lot of increases.
Yeah, so I looked over the past 3 years, United by itself increased its average domestic prices about 16%. But on routes where it used to compete with Continental, and now they obviously no longer compete, we saw huge increases, 65%, 58% between Newark and Los Angeles, Chicago and Houston, really busy routes that saw quite dramatic increases that were far above what the airline did across the system on an average basis.
And weren't the younger, more nimble airlines like Southwest and Spirit, weren't they supposed to be able to get into some of these markets and create some competition?
Well, they are. Between Philadelphia and Dallas, for example, that's a route that will become a monopoly for U.S. Airways and American. Spirit just now entered that route.
Uh-huh.
Spirit says, you know, prices were high on that route already, and that's what attracted them. Southwest used to be sort of afraid of going into other airlines' dominant hubs, but now they're going into Philadelphia, Charlotte, Minneapolis, major hubs that network carriers dominate. Southwest over the last 3 years has had the largest price increase on an average basis of any airline. So they have had to raise their prices considerably and don't always provide the kind of low-fare alternative that they used to.
And Scott, let me just ask you, if we are going to see, or there's the expectation that fares are going to go up dramatically, is that something that the antitrust folks might consider when they're thinking about approving a big deal like U.S. Airways and American?
Well, I think it's definitely a consideration, but you have to look at the whole totality of the market. Can American and U.S. Airways compete separately against the large airlines that you've already created at United and Delta? Or do they need this merger to be able to stay competitive? In a lot of ways, creating a stronger third competitor can provide more competition to United and Delta and hold a check on fares. Overall, it doesn't necessarily mean fares have to go up, but it certainly, in particular markets, gives the airlines ability to really raise prices in what are very heavily traveled, busy routes between big cities.
Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for The Wall Street Journal. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.